Welcome to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. I'm your host, and today is May 1st, 2026. Episode 43, Claude Opus 4.7 drops, and May's model avalanche is just getting started. If you blinked during April, you missed the most packed month in AI history. GPT 5.5, DeepSeek V4 Preview, Grok 4.3, Gemini 3.1 Pro, Llama 4, Qwen 3, all shipped within a 6-week window. And now, as if that wasn't enough, Anthropic just dropped Claude Opus 4.7. Let's break down what matters for developers. First, Opus 4.7. This is a direct upgrade over Opus 4.6, and the improvements are focused exactly where developers care most: complex, long-running coding tasks. Anthropic says it lifted resolution on their internal 93-task coding benchmark by 13% over Opus 4.6, including 4 tasks that neither Opus 4.6 nor Sonnet could solve. Early testers report that low-effort Opus 4.7 roughly matches medium-effort Opus 4.6, meaning you get better results with simpler prompts. The model also has better vision, higher-resolution image understanding, and produces more polished outputs for things like UI design, slides, and documentation. Pricing stays the same: $5 per million input tokens, $25 per million output. It's available on the Claude API, Amazon Bedrock, Google Vertex AI, and Microsoft Foundry. But here's the interesting part. Anthropic is also sitting on something called Claude Mythos, their next-generation flagship that's reportedly in a completely different performance category. Leaked benchmarks show 93.9% on S2E Bench Verified, compared to Opus 4.7's 64.3% on S2E Bench Pro. Mythos is currently restricted to about 50 partner organizations, primarily for cybersecurity evaluation under what Anthropic calls Project Glasswing. No public release date yet, but the pressure to ship is building. Now zoom out to May. Here's what's on the radar. GPT 5.5 Cyber is rolling out now, OpenAI's cybersecurity-focused variant. DeepSeek V4 full release is expected any day, building on the preview that dropped April 24th. Meta's Avocado model, delayed multiple times, is now targeting May or June, and NVIDIA's Nemotron 4 is confirmed but undated. What does this mean for developers building with AI APIs? 3 things. 1. Model switching is no longer optional. If you're locked into a single provider, you're leaving performance and cost savings on the table. The gap between the best model for coding, the best for reasoning, and the best for creative tasks keeps widening. 2. Pricing pressure is real. With this many frontier models competing, providers are racing to offer better value. Caching, batch APIs, and gateway discounts stack up fast. Through Crazy Router, you can access Opus 4.7 alongside GPT 5.5, DeepSeek V4, Gemini 3.1, and hundreds of other models, all through one API key, often at lower than official pricing. 3. The cybersecurity angle is new and important. Both Anthropic and OpenAI are now gating their most capable models behind verification programs for security use cases. This is the first time we're seeing capability-based access restrictions at the API level. It signals that the next generation of models will come with more nuanced access tiers. The bottom line: May 2026 is shaping up to be even bigger than April. If you're building AI-powered products, now is the time to make sure your infrastructure can handle model switching without code changes. That's exactly what an API gateway gives you. Try Crazy Router at crazyrouter.com. One API key, 600 plus models, lower than official pricing. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.